Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of Global Gaming Business, and this week we feature an interview with Matt Muta, a managing director at Microsoft, which is developing innovative products for the gaming industry. They say you know you've made it when a giant company like Microsoft begins to develop products for your company. But the truth is, Microsoft has been involved in the gaming industry for about 5 years now. Muta led a presentation at G2E in November that demonstrated some of the new software the company is developing for gaming companies, most notably Harrah's Entertainment. That software focuses on business intelligence, loyalty programs, social networking, mobile gaming, and database development. He spoke with me at G2E at the Las Vegas Convention Center. All right, Matt Muta, thanks for joining us on the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Here at G2E, you guys have debuted a program that is pretty unusual. Microsoft has always worked in the gaming business on the peripherals, but now you've really got this very powerful program that you're debuting. Why don't you just give us a quick explanation first of how you developed this and what it entails?
Okay, great. Well, Microsoft within the gaming space is really a component of our overall hospitality strategy. And gaming being a big component of it because it just hits so many pieces of the hospitality industry. What we've done over the past 2 years at G2E, as you stated, we've always been involved in the gaming space kind of on the periphery. Mm-hmm. But what we've done over the past 2 years is we've kind of put together this private meeting room, or I should say this private meeting and experience that we have with customers as well as press to kind of share the position that we're taking in the industry. So high level, it's really about three areas. It's really kind of talking about the necessary evil of integration, talking about business insight and intelligence, and really kind of gathering all that information so that you can really create this heightened guest experience, which, you know, in the long term for customers, the intent is that you're going to drive incremental lift as well as frequency.
Right. And of course, creating loyalty, I think, is part of the goal of this system.
Absolutely. It's probably one of the biggest spend areas right now within the space. Is that creating loyalty itself is a big endeavor. But as you start to look at the trends within this space, moving from just the spend, consuming spend, I'm sorry, on gaming, moving into entertainment, moving into retail and other aspects as well. It's very important for our customers to have the insight and the ability to take in all of that data to create a better loyalty program, if you will, across the board.
Well, there's certainly been powerful software programs that track gaming play and others that track other things you do in the hotel, but there's never been one integrated system, and I think that's what impressed me most about it.
Right, and it's a huge endeavor. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to sell that short. And I think our goal really is to provide a platform by which we can have an offering into the varying levels of the segment, from the biggest players on the block to small casino out in the country somewhere.
Yeah. It seemed like there was a lot of flexibility with this program in terms of how you put it together or that kind of thing. Is that true?
Actually, it's very flexible and by design. Mm-hmm. Once you get within kind of the four walls of a customer's infrastructure, everything's different.
Yeah.
There's kind of that baseline, you know, say 60-70% kind of the same consistency of solutions and applications, but then, you know, maybe that 30 to 40 of customization that really drives differentiation for the customer. But you're absolutely correct. It's very flexible from the standpoint that, as I was stating, it can be used in a small customer environment or a very large enterprise environment.
Okay. Now, it seemed that it's really looking long-term as well. There were some applications that were demonstrated when we saw it yesterday that were frankly, just a little bit beyond, I think, what we're seeing right now, certainly in this country. But I think in Europe, some of the things they were talking about, which was using the mobile devices and things of that nature, is becoming well accepted. So it's only a matter of time before it gets here.
Absolutely. You know, the other purpose of the meeting room is really to draw attention to not just the necessary evils of what you need to do in your business today, but also give a little bit of, you know, let me take two steps back. From a Microsoft perspective, we spend about $7.5 billion a year in R&D. So a lot of that is in consumer research, consumer technology. So when you start to look at some of the things that we're showing in the meeting room experience, we're actually looking at things that can have an impact today, mm-hmm. because they're mainstream today,
right.
in other aspects of people's lives. So mm-hmm. we really look at this as kind of a convergence of a digital lifestyle and work style,
right.
from a consumer mm-hmm. standpoint. So as a customer, we want to provide some thought leadership and direction mm-hmm. as to what may happen, what are kind of the non-traditional avenues for gaming.
Right.
So we're sharing things from a social networking perspective, which is really catering to the next gen consumer,
yes.
which is your Gen Y and
right.
the millennia.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at things like the virtual earth
mm-hmm.
and leveraging tools within virtual earth
yes.
to actually mm-hmm. scout through, for example, we're in Las Vegas, but
yes.
scout through
mm-hmm.
Las Vegas
right.
and, you know, highlight key areas mm-hmm. and share with friends and kind of get that grassroots buildup of, referencing or, I can't think of the word right now mm-hmm. off the top of my head, but kind of lending, hey, this was a great experience that I had, you should do this too.
Sure.
So
yeah.
it's that whole social networking
right,
aspect
right.
there.
Well, I was impressed with that virtual earth thing where you can actually find directions to the nearest drugstore. It really would help people out, you know, especially as we get further into the use of technology and things of that nature within the hotels themselves.
Absolutely. And actually the goal of the presentations that we show or the demos is really supposed to be a brainstorming
sure, yes.
event.
Mm-hmm.
We provide a platform.
Mm-hmm.
The customers will actually come in and basically provide the content layers
yes.
To kind of differentiate themselves and drive that value
mm-hmm.
add.
I was having a philosophical discussion with one of your presenters about, you know, whether a casino resort would want people to come into a website and be able to leave feedback and things of that nature, because if somebody had a bad experience, they could use that. And but of course, he pointed out that, you know, in this day and age with the Gen Xers, that's the way they evaluate a property, by seeing the feedback that they get
online.
Absolutely. So the operator will have to make a decision and can make that decision, correct?
Absolutely. The operator can make the decision to do that. And I think more and more what we're hearing from operators is they understand that they have to cater to this audience.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
it's definitely the segment that they have to look forward to, you know, within the coming years. And
mm-hmm.
the expectation, we like to say that they have this expectation of what technology can do.
Right.
And therefore, it's almost a requirement
mm-hmm.
of doing business now to cater
yeah,
to that need
for sure. And you've already got in many of these big Las Vegas properties, you already got that generation coming in, going to the clubs and things of that nature. So the next generation, you know, is to bring them out onto the casino floor and get them involved in the gaming experience and all the other amenities that are at the property. And then you have to be able to understand how to communicate with them. And I think that's probably part of the goal of your system.
Absolutely, it is. It's really kind of extending, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's extending beyond the four walls of your infrastructure, leveraging what's in the consumer hands today.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been spending a lot of time talking about Gen X and Gen Y, and
yeah.
I think it's appropriate. But that's how they live.
Yes.
They live their life texting. They live their life getting referrals, is what I was meaning to say earlier,
yes. mm-hmm.
from their friends
yes.
on, hey, this is a great property, you should check that out. Or have you played this game, at Casino X?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the types of things that our customers are looking for us to really provide value to them,
mm-hmm.
because we're dealing with that anyways with
right.
our products such as MSN and Spaces.
Right.
Looking for the most informative weekly publication in the gaming industry? Subscribe to Global Gaming Business Weekly, the only electronic news magazine that brings the news of the gaming industry to your desktop every Monday morning. Global Gaming Business Weekly is a complete publication with information on the gaming industry in the U.S., Europe, Asia, and beyond. Read about the latest moves in Indian gaming, the updated research about problem gaming, the breaking news that will impact everyone in the gaming industry, all in one publication. Global Gaming Business Weekly is read by all the top executives in the gaming industry before they start their work week. Shouldn't you? To subscribe, go to the Global Gaming Business website, www.ggbmagazine.com, click on the Global Gaming Business Weekly icon. Don't be the last to know. Read Global Gaming Business Weekly every Monday morning.
Uh, But your system is very interesting. I think it's got a lot of applications. And again, let's go back to the mobile phone thing. There was an interesting demonstration where you actually photograph or view a marker at a certain location, and then the information on that location is downloaded into your phone.
Right. I think the value there, and just to describe it at a high level, the value there is actually taking a device that's already in the consumer's hands. The requirement is that I have to have data services, or so a web connection, mm-hmm. and a camera on the phone. I am able to go, let's say, I think this is actually a great example. When you think about the international travel into some of the larger resorts, mm-hmm. but coming in, most of the signage is in English. Mm-hmm. So I walk up to a sign that's in English and say I'm a Japanese traveler. I'm able to hold my phone up. It actually recognizes the marker, and now that particular sign is translated in mm-hmm. Japanese Absolutely. For me on yes. my phone in a consumable format. Mm-hmm. More important than that, I think one of the examples that we showed was a menu.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Menus here, once again, right. are printed in English. Mm-hmm. So it kind of cuts down the cost of having to produce multiple menus, things yes. like that. But the real value is, once again, one of the things our customers ask us about is non-traditional formats mm-hmm. for gaming, right. our experience. Mm-hmm. So non-traditional here would be leveraging a device like this and creating, a different type of experience from a gaming mm-hmm. format, whether it's going on scavenger hunts, right. so using markers to, go throughout a property, trying to drive flow, mm-hmm. From a floor manager right. perspective, yes. mm-hmm. trying to drive flow to different parts of the casino. Mm-hmm. And then the other piece could be the ability to game on multiple formats. Mm-hmm. So mobile gaming is one aspect yes. of it. But sitting at a slot machine and scanning a marker, and all of a sudden I'm playing Keno or whatever it is.
Right.
So there's a lot of flexibility mm-hmm. Within that. And that's just one small snippet of a lot of the work that Microsoft is doing mm-hmm. Kind of in what we like to refer to, most people refer to as emerging technologies. Mm-hmm. I kind of refer to it as disruptive technologies yes. because mm-hmm. it's something that, the industry will have to embrace.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, and they have to figure out how it benefits them and how
you monetize it.
Looks like they're able to you're able to break that down into the various segments that are coming in.
Absolutely.
Now, in the first step we went, you showed us this executive scorecard, which was the pretty much the balance sheet of the money coming in that day and where it comes from, and you said you could actually drill down even further. Explain how that works.
Well, it's really kind of goes back to the first two components of what I was talking about from an integration standpoint, mm-hmm. kind of being the necessary evil,
right.
and then driving better business mm-hmm. insight. So the real requirement there is taking all of these systems that exist. Once again, we're using a resort property as an example, mm-hmm. but I have spa information, I have retail information, I have accommodation type information. Mm-hmm. Obviously, gaming information is very important as well.
Sure.
Well, as a management, or let's take it from the chief executive down. The chief executive is not going to want to drill down into the nitty gritty mm-hmm. details. We just want to be provide them a platform whereby he can be made aware of sure. mm-hmm. this is the state of my business, mm-hmm. state of the union, if you will.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As I drill down into the functional areas of the business, I'm going to want a little bit more information.
Sure.
And as I get deeper under that, I'm going to want information. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not just a screen to view. Mm-hmm. It's an actionable application. Mm-hmm. So if something's going wrong, it doesn't do any good just to know about it.
Right.
I need to have actions on top of that. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is going wrong? So the alert comes out and tells me I got a big red light on this particular screen for this potential revenue mm-hmm. That we were projecting at X is right. far below mm-hmm. what's happening. Yeah. Do I have systems down? Is my service level not what it should be? Mm-hmm. Are the games even running? So
right.
on, so on, so on. So what alerting mechanisms extend out of that to are these alerts into IT? Are mm-hmm. these alerts into floor managers? So those are the types of things that we do. Now, drilling down into the nitty-gritty details is nothing more than just taking all of that information and rolling it up mm-hmm. and having the ability of a tool set layer on
right.
top
mm-hmm.
to actually mine that data. It's not a new idea. We're not reinventing the wheel.
Right.
I think there's just a maturity in technology.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we as a platform company are providing solutions through kind of our partner ecosystem mm-hmm. to cater
right.
To our customers' needs. Okay.
Now, and we've run many conferences here at the show, and a lot of the sessions are talking about customer service, how important that is. You can have the best property, the best amenities, newest and the most fabulous systems behind it, but customer service is the most important. How does this system help to enhance customer service?
I think this is kind of the underlying vehicle to make sure, one, if you have good customer service, it's going to maintain it. But I think more importantly, customer service needs to be, typically customer service is a very reactive process. Mm-hmm. Customer service needs to be proactive. So the information that we're talking about actually allows our customers, mm-hmm. So the operators, the ability to become more proactive mm-hmm. about engaging with me as a customer. So if I'm a big VIP, you don't have anything mm-hmm. to worry about. You're right. Typically being hosted very mm-hmm. well. But there is that segment of players, mm-hmm. if you will, or consumers of the property that you don't necessarily have the best insight to. But the ability to, as I'm walking up to the front desk, to recognize, oh, this is Mr. Muda. Mm-hmm. We saw him. This is a picture of him. And address me by my first name. That's a value add.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The ability, as I'm walking down a hallway, and there's some things like what they refer to as DDS, dynamic digital signage, mm-hmm. which right now is not all that interactive.
Right.
But imagine, I'll kind of paint the picture, if you will, of the movie Minority Report.
Right. Yep.
So as I'm walking, the billboard actually looks and knows mm-hmm. who I am based off, let's just say it's a room key, mm-hmm. knows who I am from a proximity standpoint, and all of a sudden says, hey, Mr. Muda, well, obviously it's not saying that,
right,
but
right.
the billboard right. knows that I'm here for 3 days, mm-hmm. and according to my conference schedule, you know, there's a couple of hours of open time. Mm-hmm. Would you like to consume a massage at the spa?
Right.
Well, the interactive part of that would be the ability to actually touch the screen and say yes, mm-hmm. automatically build back to the room.
Right.
All these things I just talked about are very doable today, mm-hmm. especially the last example
sure.
of just
mm-hmm.
doing the process.
No.
It's just a matter of making sure all of that stuff is integrated together. So getting back to the root question from a customer service standpoint, it provides you with new avenues to engage with the customer, mm-hmm. but at the same time, that integration and that the business insight component of it is actually allowing you, through alerts and messaging, to actually be proactive mm-hmm. from a customer service perspective.
Okay. Yeah, you announced a deal with Harrah's at the show this week. Explain how that works.
Well, I think the big benefit for Microsoft is we are a thought leader mm-hmm. when it comes to technology. And so this particular, I'm assuming you're referring to the Surface announcement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Surface is something that actually came out of Microsoft Research, and we brought it into incubation and then productized it. Mm-hmm. The goal of the product team was to basically launch into an industry where they thought they would get the most value for kind of showcasing the product.
Mm-hmm.
This is it's a perfect industry to do that with. Mm-hmm. So through many relationships that we have within the space, Harrah's is one of them, mm-hmm. Where we have a very good partnership from kind of an innovation standpoint. So our announcement really came from working with Tim Stanley and his team and kind of trying to address just a different way of engaging with customers again.
Right.
So I think there's multiple things that you'll see happen mm-hmm. with Surface, and I'll talk to Surface as a whole. Surface, from a gaming perspective, I think there's a lot of things that still need to happen mm-hmm. to make that work. But from different types of entertainment, other forms of kind of non-traditional gaming solutions, mm-hmm. I think you'll see some things very, very exciting happen mm-hmm. with Surface.
Mm-hmm.
Surface itself is an incredible piece of technology from the standpoint that it's very intuitive. There's no keyboard, there's no mouse. It's nothing more than waving your hand, so gesture motions, or dragging your finger across the table. So it's very, very exciting for us, and it's so easy to use. When we've done public displays, children literally walk up to the tables and start using them.
Right.
So, I mean, it's very compelling for an operator to look at that and say, wow, you know, what does this do for me from a training perspective? You know, technology typically
right.
is very difficult to train,
mm-hmm.
but if you have very intuitive applications that are nothing more than dragging or dropping or pointing or
right.
gesturing, it makes life a little bit easy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very innovative product for us, and we're very excited about its potential.
Okay. So it's going to be evolving over the years here as you work with Harris.
Absolutely, and I think the value really is the fact that we're leveraging relationships like Harris across multiple aspects of the hospitality industry as well as other industries. So I think what we're going to start to see is a lot of kind of best practices that we might see with this particular tool or product, if you will, right, from other industries that we might bring over into this space as well.
Okay. Well, Matt, this is a fascinating display that you've got in there, and I think it has a tremendous potential, and we'd appreciate it if you would keep in touch with us and keep us informed on where it's going and what kind of applications you develop on it, because we certainly like to be on the cutting edge of technology, and I believe this is it.
Well, thank you, Roger. I appreciate the time and look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you for choosing the Global Gaming Business Podcast. If you want to learn about any of the issues discussed on this show, go to our website at ggbmagazine.com or subscribe to the industry's most comprehensive newsletter, Global Gaming Business Weekly. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Global Gaming Business Podcast.